So the problem we face is we need revenue. And I know that's not popular. I know that's not something that people want to talk about. But unfortunately, we must. And as I look at it, it's quite clear. The best way of dealing with this is to increase the GST. Now, I know that's not going to be popular.
Today, New South Wales Premier Mike Baird set out his case for increasing the GST by 50% to 15% via a video message aimed directly at the New South Wales public. The popular Premier says the biggest challenge New South Wales faces is in the health system, with a shortfall of $45 billion projected by 2030. He says the GST is the best way to address this, with compensation, though, for those on low incomes below $100,000. His sentiments, expressed ahead of a leaders' summit beginning in Sydney on Wednesday, were echoed by SA Premier Jay Weatherall. Weatherall acknowledges the GST hits the poor the hardest, but says other options put forward by Labor have been rejected. He's also concerned about federal government cuts to health and education.
I'm not prepared to sit by and watch ordinary, everyday South Australians have their healthcare needs unmet because state and territories just simply don't have the resources by virtue of these federal government cuts.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott welcomed the news. He's pushing for the states to agree on the GST so the federal government can present a bipartisan position on the unpopular issue.
I should also say thank you to Premier Jay Weatherall of South Australia, who, like Mike Baird, is prepared to talk about the things that really matter, does want to ensure that we have a constructive federation, not just a hyper-partisan federation, a federation in which leaders have the maturity to rise above short-term politics and to look at the big issues for our country.
But not everyone is on board. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the GST is a no-go area.
My position on the GST is a very clear one. I will not be supporting an increase in the rate of the GST or radical changes to the sorts of goods and services that attract the goods and services tax. We've been very clear about this. The Prime Minister went to the last election and he said there'd be no cuts to health and there'd be no cuts to education. He then did exactly that. He cut hospitals and he cut schools. Now he'd like to increase the GST. He'd like everybody to pay for his lie.
Tasmania is also against a GST increase. WA is on board, but only if the federal government looks at changing the way the GST is distributed among the states. Opposition leader Bill Shorten is holding firm against the GST.
I don't believe that this nation's run out of ideas that the only option for its future is to increase a 50% tax on everything that people spend. I don't see the case has been made for increasing the tax on medical costs. I don't see the case has been made for increasing the tax on putting a tax on fresh food. I don't see the case has been made to put taxes on people's school fees they pay for their children.
The states at least do all agree that they're in a difficult position, faced with $80 billion of cuts from the Abbott government and no real way to raise the money themselves if they don't agree to bump up the GST. So are they really in a position to say no? Ben Eltham is National Affairs Correspondent for New Matilda.
No, the states really have money issues, and that is the core of the problem. They need to find revenue sources. I mean, I think this does highlight the need for tax reform in this country. But, of course, it's also the consequence of the federal government's austerity. So the fact that the federal government is withholding $80 billion over the forward estimates from health and education spending given to the states, that's what's putting the states in this position.
So it's not an easy position for them to be in. How easy is it going to be for the federal government to negotiate this?
Well, we haven't seen the federal government necessarily saying they agree with this yet. I'll be very surprised if the Abbott government develops enough political courage to campaign for an increase in the GST. I just don't think that that's going to happen.
But don't you think that what they're doing here is that's their position, but they want the states to be the ones to say it so they can say it's not us, it's the states?
There's no way that the majority of the states will campaign for this, I don't think. The Labor states will be very strongly against it, and I'd be very surprised if Victoria and Queensland were in favour of this proposal.
Bill Shorten, the Labor opposition leader, has said that Labor will not support a rise in the GST. He said he doesn't think we've run out of ideas in terms of how to broaden the tax base, recognising that there is a problem there. And, of course, he's promoting his own platform, which is to tax multinationals and to address superannuation taxation concessions. But they're not likely to get up either, are they?
Well, I suppose not. Labor at least has put forward some policies in this area, unlike the coalition, really. Look, I think everyone realizes that there's a bunch of tax reform that needs to happen in this country. And, of course, the irony is the current federal government abolished two reasonably good taxes when it came to office, the carbon tax and the mining tax. So it is an ironic situation that we're now talking about new taxes at this point of the Abbott government.
Tony Abbott's message is that if we have a revenue issue or an underlying structural problem in relation to tax, because we do have an ageing population, we have more people retiring, so less people paying tax, and then obviously we're failing to collect taxes in other areas. He says it can't just be the Commonwealth who's responsible for doing that revenue raising. So he's really pushing the message to the public that it's up to the states to come up with the answer, isn't it? He?
Well, I guess he is, you know, and the states do have other taxes available to them. They've got land taxes, for example, which the Ken Henry Tax Review of 2010 identified as potentially the most efficient tax and more efficient than the GST. But I haven't heard anyone advocating land tax in the current debate.
All taxes, I suppose, are unpopular at a certain level. But how much do you think that message about we're kicking the can down the road if we don't address this now, how much leverage do you think that has with the public?
I don't think it has a whole lot of leverage because, really, the current government hasn't demonstrated its authority when it comes to fiscal policy. I mean, the federal government is running a bigger deficit now than Labor was. It's really hard to speculate on that kind of thing, but I would have thought no.
The Certified Practising Accountants of Australia have been pushing for a GST increase for some time. They say the case is compelling, and they've also noted that all the federal tax reviews have been delayed. It does look like the government is kind of holding out on putting forward a clear position on taxation policy until they can maybe get the states on board with the GST.
Look, it's really hard to know what the federal government's up to at the moment. It has delayed its tax policy announcements. You know, it hasn't gone through with those reviews. We don't really know what's happening. I think the most likely explanation is a lack of political courage. After the failure of Joe Hockey's budget in 2014, I think the federal government's gone cold on any kind of economic reform.
But they are subtly pushing this through. I mean, we saw Joe Hockey last week say that there needs to be a conversation about the GST. Do you think they would be unlikely then, in that case, to take the GST to the next election as an election issue?
That's right. I think they're bluffing. I don't think they'll take a rise to the GST to the next election.
Ben Eltham, he's National Affairs Correspondent for New Matilda.